I wished I knew this woman's name. I wished I knew for sure, that her courage, her bravery, her whatever it was much more visible than the piety that we have imposed on her. Her real life toughness comes out to me, I would hope. And I hope that's for sure, that she's a real tough woman, more than the piety that we placed on her. And I hope, and I really sincerely hope, that she died with dignity. You heard me right. I hope she died with dignity. She died maybe a few days after she dropped off those two coins in the temple treasury. Hopefully that doesn't surprise you. And why should it? Remember what Jesus said, that she walked up there and she put her whole livelihood in there. All that she had. All that she had, she put it in there. So why wouldn't she? She had nothing. A first century Palestinian woman who would be a widow has nothing. She's got no pension. She's got no husband. She's got no home. She has nothing. Nothing. If her son, if she had a son and he were married, maybe he would take her in. He didn't have to. Or if her daddy were still living, he could take her in. But she had absolutely nothing. She had no job. She could be a prostitute, but there was nothing. So she has nothing, you guys. I think the thing about that, she put it all, she gave it all, everything she had with those two coins, and she gave it up. I think it's amazing. There's no reason for me to believe that Jesus thinks that this is a wonderful thing. I don't believe for one minute that Jesus thinks this is a cool thing to do. That she becomes so impoverished, so destitute, she's going to die. I just can't imagine Jesus thinking that. Remember what the passage says at the very beginning. Jesus warns his followers about people who wear long robes like I do. Long robes, right? And recites long prayers. And has seats of honor up here. He does. He wonders about all that stuff. He warns them, don't be like them. They devour the houses of widows. They devour the houses of widows. A piety and the religion of these scribes is bogus. These scribes, their religion, their faith, their religious beliefs, they're bogus. The temple they worship in is corrupt. It's not like the God of the Old Testament. The God of the Psalms. In Psalm 146 it says, God protects the stranger and upholds the orphan and the widow. God upholds the orphan and the widow. Jesus said earlier in Mark's gospel that the temple has now become a den of thieves and not a house of prayer. Jesus never applauds this woman. Get that through our heads. He's never applauded this woman. Oh, look at her. He's never said to his followers, be like her. He has never said that. For too much of my life, that's what I thought was happening in this reading. That was, she was be a model for me to give more and more and more. That is not it at all. Not at all. Jesus isn't happy with this situation. He's condemning religion. He's condemning a temple and scribes who won't support the poor. That's what he's condemning. What's interesting with me, Jesus never applauds her for her self-sacrifice. He just simply notices her. And he asks his followers, observe her. Notice her. Immediately when she leaves the temple, Jesus leaves the temple. We're at the end of chapter 12. Beginning of chapter 13. So he's in the courtyard. And one of the disciples says, wow, look at these buildings, look at these stones of the temple. And Jesus says, chapter 13, not one stone will remain upon another stone. It will be destroyed. This is all about the temple. It's not about the piety or anything of that of the woman. It's about what's going on, the corruptness. Jesus responds in a very cutting way. that the temple is going to be destroyed. He had just watched this trusting woman give all that she had to this corrupt institution, one that refuses to protect the poor. Jesus notices the woman. He notices the widow. He sees what everyone else is too busy, too grand, too spiritual, too self-absorbed to see. He sees it. For me, this is the only saving part or point of this story, is that Jesus notices the little, the insignificant, and the hidden. That, to me, is the most saving part of this story. I think he noticed the dignity of this woman. I think he noticed the dignity, because when she became a widow, she became helpless and wretched. She was nothing. And yet, I think he saw in her the courage also, the courage not to panic or to be desperate as approaching death, but to live it with hope. I believe that Jesus saw her really as a prophet for all of us who never said a word. And it's not about the giving. It's really about just that trust. Finally, I think that this widow and this story could be an inspiration for all of us here at St. John the Baptist and how we live out our mission statement. And our mission statement, be the heart of Christ by sharing His mercy and His love. And be the hands of Christ by serving another. And be the feet of Christ by walking in others' shoes. Jesus has called us to observe and to notice what He does, the little, the hidden, and the insignificant. He has called us to service in this new temple that He established by His death and His resurrection and is gifted with the Holy Spirit.